Hey y'all, it is I, Anthony the Canadian Guy, and welcome to WrestleSode, the solution to your wrestling information problems. WrestleSode is a member of the WinColumn Sports Network, so remember to check us out at WinColumnSports.ca to be kept up to date on everything happening here in Alberta in the world of wrestling. Today, we are talking pure power wrestling. What, you've never heard me talk about them before? That's because I never have. I'm a hashtag fake fan, but I have changed all that. I have officially attended my first Pure Power Wrestling show. It was about 2 hours away. They make their shows in and around the Lethbridge, Alberta scene, so that's about 2 hours for me. So I've never really had a chance to get down there, but I changed that. This Saturday, I went up for the PPW Power Rumble, and man, it was a fantastic show. If this is the kind of shows that PPW is putting on, hell yeah, I'm making a heck of a lot more road trips down to Lethbridge over the next little while here to watch some more PPW shows. And I'm going to be talking to you all about the Power Rumble. But before we get into that today, we have a couple of things to mention. We have a whole bunch of wrestling going on this month. This is going to be a very impressive month for the world of Canadian wrestling, especially in Western Canada. March 28th, what a day. We'll talk about that. But first off, this Friday, on March the 6th, we have RCW Cruel Intentions, which will be taking place at the Royal Canadian Legion No. 1 in downtown Calgary between 7 and 10 p.m. In their regular venue, obviously, and I can't wait for that show. I will be attending that show as well. On Saturday, man, three events happening across here in Alberta. We have the RCW Gold Rush show, which is going to be taking place at the Norwood Legion up in Edmonton. We have the MPW Evil Intention show, which will be taking place at the Alberta Avenue Community Center in Edmonton as well. And for us down here in Calgary, we'll be getting PWA Revelation, which will be taking place at the Cedar Brae Community Center starting at 7 p.m. It's going to be their last show before their anniversary show. Their 19th anniversary show is going to be on March 28th. It's going to be the anniversary date for Western Canadian wrestling. And there's a whole bunch happening on March 28th. We'll talk about that. But let's just talk about that. Guess who they're bringing in? The chairman, Sean Spears, one third of Jurassic Express, Luchasaurus. I can't wait for that. And as well, RCW on March 20th and 21st are going to be hosting their Monster Brawl and Into the Darkness shows, which is bringing in Impact superstar Rosemary. I know for the Calgary show, Rosemary will be taking on Kylie Morgan after Kylie Morgan won that match against Angelica at the most recent RCW show in Calgary, which was Wrestling Ain't Easy, where they brought in the Godfather. Man, isn't Alberta wrestling awesome? Man, I can't wait for all of this. As well, we have Moments Fest, which will be coming up in May, between May 8th and 9th at the Gordon Yellowfly Memorial Arbor Center in Siksika Nation. It's about 100 kilometers east of Calgary. It's going to be a huge music festival, but RCW is going to be putting on a match, a card there as well. I've been invited. Siksika Nation and Strathmore, where I'm from, are essentially like brother and sister community, so I'm really happy to be going up there working as media for Moments Fest. That's going to be really cool. So hope to see everybody down there. I'm apparently going to be giving a draw for some free tickets here pretty soon, so stay tuned for that. I can't wait to do that. I love that I'm able to do that and help out some stuff in the local scene as well. It makes me really happy what I can do around here. Let's just hear a quick little commercial from our sponsors over at the WinColumn Sports Network, and then let's get into some PPW Power Rumble.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast experience to remind you to tune in to WinColumnSports.ca every Wednesday for Conversations with Love, the one-on-one interview podcast featuring the best of the best in Canadian pro wrestling and available wherever podcasts are played. Tune in to CWL on the WCSN for your previews, reviews, breaking news, and now interviews, proudly brought to you by Beercade YEG.
Roller coaster of love. Sorry, I can't sing. Hey, everybody, Anthony back, and I'm here to talk PPW, the Power Rumble, that took place in Lethbridge on February 29th at the German-Canadian Club of Lethbridge. This was awesome. This is the first time I've ever been to a PPW show. I'm sorry that I've never been to a PPW show before. I am going back. I can't wait to go to another PPW show. This was an awesome show. So I had never been to a PPW show. I've heard great things of PPW, but I didn't know too much. I obviously knew some of the towns. I know some of the stuff that takes place down in PPW, but never having been there myself, I never really knew exactly what to expect. So I live about 2 hours away, north of Lethbridge. So on Saturday, I got in my car and I headed down to Lethbridge. Took 2 hours, listened to some podcasts, danced in my car to some music, some wrestling themes, and I nerded out a little bit to get myself prepared for this. So I pull into Lethbridge, which I really like driving around Lethbridge. There's a lot of hills, which there isn't a lot of hills around the Calgary area. So I don't really like driving around Lethbridge. That's a lie. It's a crappy place to drive around. But the show was so good. So let's talk a little bit about this. First off, the venue, the German-Canadian Club of Lethbridge. It's a, like a two-story venue. The way they had it packed, it looked really good. I really liked this venue. They have like their own audio-video setup. So we actually got like entrance themes, like video packages like behind them. And it looked really cool. You don't get that around Alberta right now at any of the shows that I've been to. You don't really get that at all. So first up, huge win there for PPW. Made yourself feel incredibly legit with that. Also, they started the show with the Canadian anthem. I never hear that. I don't know why I don't hear that, but that seems like something that should happen more often. This is Western Canadian wrestling. We're obviously embracing Canadian wrestling. To have that Canadian anthem actually made me really happy. It was a great way to start the show. But let's talk a little bit about this. So Lethbridge is kind of like an enigma to me. So I know a lot of wrestlers who wrestle down there, but there's a lot of wrestlers who wrestle down there that I had never seen wrestle before because they wrestle in and around the Lethbridge area only, which is 2 hours for me. So I had never had the opportunity. I got to meet some people while I was there. I got to talk to some people in the audience. There's a lot of really passionate people down there in Lethbridge. And this house was packed. I don't think there was a single seat in the house that wasn't taken. So huge win there for the PPW and the Power Rumble. Also, this was such a fun show. Another thing I really liked is they had a program for the show that had coupons to local businesses in it, and it just feels like PPW really has a good grasp on the Lethbridge scene. They had a lot of sponsors who sponsored different matches, and I really got to say, PPW, killing it in Lethbridge. Holy crap. They have that place on lock. They have really passionate fans. The way they have these different sponsors through different local businesses, they nailed it, man. This is awesome. I'm going back to PPW for more. So the show started off, and we had Sydney Steele come out to the ring. He was wearing a nice white suit. Sydney Steele, obviously the champion, the heavyweight champion down there in Lethbridge. And I've seen him wrestle, obviously. He was at the last RCW show. I've seen him wrestle around before, but he is so damn good. And not only that, he's really damn good on the mic. So he starts off talking about how the 21-man Power Rumble was going to be taking place later on in the night, and, you know, that he's got nothing to do. He's going to face the winner of that later on. But for right now, you know, he's just going to go home. He's just going to relax, when suddenly Jumpin' Josh comes out. So Jumpin' Josh was one of those wrestlers who I had never had an opportunity to see before. And he came out with a championship belt because he's the cruiserweight champion for PPW. I do not know how old this gentleman is. If he must be somewhere between, I'm going to say, like 15 and 20. But I'm going to say he's probably on the lighter side of that, probably like 16 or 17 like that. He's about, you know, 160 pounds wet. But holy crap. Like, I don't understand what it is about the young talents that we have here across Alberta. But like, I see this guy and I'm immediately reminded of people like Son of Irish, who are insane. These two, one of these days, if I could just like book like the under 18 match of Alberta, holy crap, am I booking Jumping Josh versus Son of Irish? But we'll talk about that. So Jumping Josh comes out incredibly comfortable on the mic. I've never seen a kid this young look, or someone who looked this young look so comfortable on the mic. Comes out, talks to Sydney Steele. He's like, "Hey, you know, we're both champions here, and you're bored tonight, and we want to give these people a good show. So how about we have a non-title champion versus champion match? The heavyweight champion versus the cruiserweight champion." And, you know, Sydney Steele, like, he really admires the gall of this kid. And after saying, you know, it's going to be the easiest night in the world, he finally accepts. And one thing, oh, man, I loved this. And he's talking about how small Jumpin' Josh is. And when Jumpin' Josh comes out, he's like, "Oh, where's your mom?" Stuff like that. It was really funny. Obviously, even people in the crowd were heckling him. I remember I heard one guy yell, he's like, "Does your babysitter know you're here?" But this kid deserves a hell of a lot more respect. This guy doesn't need to be heckling. It's obviously in good fun. There's obviously a really good sense of community around Lethbridge. And even Sydney Steele, when he heard that, burst out laughing, which was really fun. This was so much fun, you guys. But anyways, so Jumping Josh pulls up his title. He puts it in the air and he's just like, "Hey, Sydney, just for the record, mine's bigger." Talking about the titles. Oh, I loved it. Holy crap, this kid. All right. So anyways, They leave. The Dark Prophet Dante comes out. Obviously, one half of Viking Rage, the wrestles up here in RCW. It was cool to see him down there. He came out, obviously, playing the heel, being a necromancer, and he was facing the big sexy beast, Bradley Graham, who came out as the face. Now, this is the first time I've ever seen big sexy beast Bradley Graham wrestle as a face. He is a natural face. it's weird because the thing he does where he sticks is like two fingers like down his like shorts and then like swirls them around a little bit, getting some juice and uppercutting with two fingers into his opponent's face. It works really great as a heel move. I didn't realize it would work so great as a face move. Turns out it works really good as a face move. So this was a lot of fun. So I knew who both of these guys were. Dante and Bradley Graham. I've seen both of these guys wrestle in RCW countless times. And this was a really fun match. I've never seen these guys wrestle in a single person wrestling capacity. I've always seen it in a tag team capacity. So I really got to see these two work a good match. This was actually a really fun match, and it went quite a bit of time. I didn't actually have the time code down here, but Big Sexy Beast Bradley Graham ended up picking up the win. Dante kept trying to work Big Sexy Beast's eyes through the whole time, but an avalanche senton splash, I guess you could call it, essentially, kind of like the Vader bomb, almost, sealed the deal and got Big Sexy Beast Bradley Graham the win over the Dark Prophet Dante. I loved it. I have never chanted the sexy chant to the Big Sexy Beast before because he's always worked heel. So chanting sexy to Bradley Graham, totally dug it. I really enjoyed that. I really like these guys actually as a single stars as well. They both do really good jobs. So that was awesome. Next, we had the Cowboy, Bryn Watts, and the Stormbringer. The Bad Seeds come out to the ring, obviously working kind of like a tweener heel. So I've never got to wrestle or seen either of these gentlemen wrestle before. And I've obviously got to see the Storm Bring Us promos across things like Facebook. This guy talks so well, and I love his character. I love his gimmick. Also, the dude is huge. I have no idea how tall he was, but holy crap, the Stormbringer is big. And I also got to say this about Cowboy Bryn Watts. So, like, obviously I was super familiar with the Stormbringer. I was less familiar with Bryn Watts. But Bryn Watts is incredibly talented. The Cowboy? Holy crap. These two work really, really well together. And so the Cowboy comes out, and he's got, like, a very kind of, like, stern face. But it turns out he's really good at making comedy faces. And I'll explain kind of, like, what happened later on. But let's just say I walked out a huge fan of the Cowboy Bryn Watts in the show. So they came out to the ring, and then Cyanide comes out. He cuts a promo, and he's just like, I don't have a lot of people here. A lot of people hate me. I've made a lot of mistakes, because the Bad Seeds were like, you don't have a partner. Obviously, we're just going to beat you. It's going to be 2-on-1. And he's like, no. I found somebody who hates you guys just a little bit more than he hates me. So I found somebody who will tag with me today. So Cyanide comes out. And once again, the Cyanide is not somebody that I had been familiar with. I had never seen him wrestle. Obviously, the dude is very comfortable on the mic. He's got a good look. But he brings out the Cheetah Bear, Jude Dawkins. Oh, I always love to see the Cheetah Bear. So I've obviously seen him wrestle around Alberta a whole bunch now. Big fan of the Cheetah Bear. So Cyanide and the Cheetah Bear come out. And this was a really fun match. There was a couple of spots in it that felt a little bit rough. There was a little bit of a miscommunication in certain spots. But besides that, I felt this match went really well. I thought the in-ring storytelling was really fun. I really liked the teamwork that happened, obviously, between the Bad Seeds. Cyanide and Jude Dawkins worked really, really well together as well. In fact, they had a kind of cool look together. Especially Jude Dawkins. I can't talk good enough about the look of Jude Dawkins. The dude looks scary. I want to interview this guy. I'm going to get this interview. Anyway, so a really good match. But at the very end, I'll just kind of skip forward a little bit. Jude Dawkins was literally getting choked out outside of the ring. And Cowboy Bryn Watts had Cyanide inside the ring, and he was submitting him. And eventually Cyanide passed out. We had the Bad Seeds ended up winning in this match. And something I just love. I'm just going to make a quick little aside here. The way wrestlers interact with fans, I think, is really important. And later on in the night, I saw Jude Dawkins at his table, and he was talking to a kid. And the kid was like, "You lost your match. You got choked." And Jude Dawkins was like, "I know. I don't know what happened." And he was like really interacting with this kid, and he was making him laugh. That's awesome. Just for the record, guys, when I get to see wrestlers interact with the fans and they're like really into it, even somebody who's as scary as the Cheetah Bear, like taking time and making little kids laugh and stuff because he's obviously a face, that shit works really well. So anyways, back to the match. It was a great match. Just a couple little spots that I felt like were just a little bit rough. But besides that, it was really good. I really can't say good enough stuff about the Bad Seeds. I really enjoy them as a tag team. Really excited to see more about the Stormbringer. I can't wait to watch him cut another promo. The guy talks really well. I can't wait to see Cowboy Bryan Watts wrestle more. This guy is such a good wrestler. And we'll talk about like a huge spot for him that happened later on in the night. But not only that, Cyanide completely over. Obviously really well known in the Lethbridge area. There's a bit of a mixed reaction. For the most part, he got a really good face pop, though. He's really comfortable on the mic, and that's for damn sure. Unfortunately, though, for Cyanide and the Cheetah Bear, Jude Dawkins, they didn't get that win, but congratulations to the Bad Seeds. Next, we had one of the coolest things ever. We had an interview. Like, we had kind of like a Miz TV kind of segment here. We had what was called a match made in heaven, a moment with Angelica, the Bombshell, obviously. So the Bombshell comes out. She sits in the ring. There's like a table there. There's like a tablecloth, some flowers and all this kind of stuff. And she's talking about her segment, A Match Made in Heaven. I've never got to watch A Match Made in Heaven before, but I hope there is more of these. This was really funny. She says that she's going to be introducing somebody to the crowd. The Lethbridge crowd doesn't know too much. And she introduces Kylie Morgan to the ring. So Kylie comes out. I'm seeing Kylie everywhere again, once again. She obviously stopped wrestling inside the PWA, but is wrestling now PPW, RCW. Great stuff happening there for Kylie Morgan. Obviously, she also appeared on Raw alongside Angelica and Zoe Sager and Jack Pride and Danny Duggan and Travis Cole and Adam Knight. And I really hope I'm not forgetting people as I'm just trying to list them off the top of my head. Michael Allen, Richard Clark. Pretty sure MRB was there, but I haven't seen it. But anyways, wow, a lot of local talent. I don't know where that all came from anyways. But anyways, Angelica brings Kylie Morgan to the ring and introduces her to the Lethbridge audience and says, you know, we know you like to fight. You don't get a whole lot of opportunities up here. But now we're besties. We're best friends. You should wrestle this match for me against Kat Von Ease tonight so I don't have to. Okay, bye. And then she leaves. And Kylie's like, what? And then Kat Von Ease comes out. So now we're going to have Kylie Morgan versus Kat Von Ease. And it was really fun. Still love Kat Von Ease's hair. So she comes out. Obviously, she is a powerhouse. She's very strong. Kylie Morgan, not nearly as strong as Kat Von Ease. So there was a lot of this match, just Kat Von Ease throwing Kylie Morgan around. But it was still really good. Kylie Morgan got her spots. It was a good match. I don't want to go spot for spot or anything like that. But we ended up having Kat Von Ease tapping out Kylie Morgan, standing strong in the ring. Kat Von Ease is fucking awesome, man. I love Kat Von Ease. She's great. There is such an amazing and talented women's division across Alberta that, like, you could just literally book a pay-per-view of dream matches across Alberta women's wrestling easily. Maybe I should do that one of these days. I could do that. That could be fun. Anyways, Kat Von Ease taps out Kylie Morgan. And then we had the non-title championship match. We had Sydney Steele versus Jumpin' Josh. Man, these two were damn good. Halfway through the match, we had Angelica coming out to act as Steele's manager. So Steele was talking about how this is going to be the easiest match of his entire career. And Sydney Steele is clearly a veteran in the ring. He's really good, really talented. Jumping Josh is also incredibly good for his age. Like, I don't know how old he is. Like I said, I have no idea. But these guys worked an incredible match. This is my match of the night. This was so fluid. It was so smooth. These two are clearly champions for a reason. And it felt real. So even though Sydney Steele is like, I don't know, like 220, 230 pounds, something like that, maybe like 210. I can't quite exactly measure body weight. And Jumpin' Josh, obviously, it was like a 60-pound or 70-pound difference between these two. Still felt real. The hits felt real. The selling felt real. It never felt like Jumpin' Josh was just like a kid hitting an adult at all. Never once. It felt very much like the Son of Irish Michael Allen Richard Clark match, where it didn't feel like a kid hitting an adult. Like that's what it felt like. It felt legit. These two could sell really well. They told a great story. It obviously culminated over the course of the entire match. And we actually had a part where Jumpin' Josh pinned Sydney Steele and got a three count, except the ref was distracted by Angelica at that very moment. Obviously, when the distraction left, Jumpin' Josh got distracted by Angelica, was upset, and then we had Sydney Steele win the match. But it was fantastic. It made Jumpin' Josh look incredibly strong. It didn't make Sydney Steele look weak at all because he wrestled really well. But obviously, heel champion, right? Worked. Holy crap, why have I not been down to PPW before? It's so hard for me to kind of contain my excitement. The next time the guys have a show, I got to go back down. I got to find some friends. We're going to road trip down to Lethbridge for the night. And It's going to be fun times. I can't wait to make it back for a PPW show. We had our intermission. This was a nice little quick intermission, about a 15-minute intermission. And we'll get into the 21-man Power Rumble after this. But there's something I want to mention quickly. So this show cost me $15 plus tax. So it was like $17 something. I bought it online early. This was a $15 show. It's one of the cheapest shows I've ever been to. And the value per dollar was probably the highest I have ever had for a wrestling show. And this was a six-match card. So we had five matches before the intermission, and then we had the 21-man Power Rumble. I guess what I'm trying to say at the end of all of this is, if you're in the Lethbridge area and you want really good entertainment for a good price, you got to go to a PPW show. Now let's get into the 21-man Power Rumble. So this is very much a Royal Rumble-esque match, but it is the Power Rumble. So two people start in the ring, and approximately every minute or so, they release a new person. I think they said 90 seconds. Obviously, like a Rumble, the numbers and the time changes based on what was happening in the ring, but that's totally okay. We're going to start this off now. There was a bunch of people in this match that I knew, a bunch of people that I had not yet been introduced to, a lot of really cool spots, but I'm not going to go spot by spot. But we will obviously talk about the highlights of this match, the final four, and the winner. So, and kind of like what's going to be happening with all that. So the very first person to come out, my boy, Tasty Travis Cole. So as you all know, Tasty Travis Cole is the reason I got into independent wrestling in Alberta in the first place. I went to a local independent show, and he was my standout at that show. And because of that, I have Tasty Travis Cole memorabilia around my room and like signs. Anyway, so I was really happy to see Tasty Travis Cole come out. And then we had the Cowboy, Bryn Watts. So Iron Man, just putting that out there. So these two start off the match. It's really, really good. And then the next person comes in. I'm just going to go entrant by entrant because, like, I can't do, like, who eliminated who spot by spot because I didn't write all that down. I was just really enjoying it. So we had Tasty Travis Cole come up first. The Cowboy, Bryn Watts, one half the bad seeds, come out second. Then we had Boris Beatonov come out. I had not seen Boris Beatonov before. I didn't actually know who he was. Clearly there to, it's a masked character, you know, he works his heels, uses, you know, cheap heat kind of thing. Helps get other people over. Worked really well. I really liked this character, Boris Beatonov. And then number four, we had the surprise return of Chris Parrish. So you know how, like, you watch a Rumble and there's, like, these returns and then, like, you pop really hard. Like, oh my God, John Cena's back at number 30. Or, oh my God, Edge just redebuted at 21 after 9 years. That happened to me with Chris Parrish. So I know Chris Parrish hadn't wrestled inside PPW since losing his championship to Sidney Steele last year. He got injured. The last time I had seen Chris Parrish wrestle with my own eyes was at the Clandestine Society. He's wrestled a couple of things up there in, like, the Force Pro area, but hasn't wrestled back down in PPW. I had no idea Chris Parrish was in the building. So I'm sitting there, they're doing the countdown because they have the audio video set up. So, like, the counter's going down. It's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then suddenly, dong! For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica starts playing. And I, like, jump out of my, like, seat and I just yell, Parrish! And Chris Parrish runs through that that little fabric curtain or whatever it is. And he comes out. And I honestly popped like a big kid. I was so excited to see Chris Parrish there. So Chris Parrish is like one of my favorite people in wrestling. He's such a cool dude. And so I popped huge there for Chris Parrish. So he comes out. Had a really good showing in this match. So there's the four of them in the ring when suddenly big sexy beast Bradley Graham comes back out. So he came out at number 5. At number 6, we had Ken Stevens. At number 7, so this is also, I should just say, the first time I ever got to see Ken Stevens wrestle. So he did really good in this match. So he's one of those guys I want to keep an eye out for and see more of his matches. Next, we had Kat Von. He's come out at number 7, the first female in this 21-man Power Rumble to come out. There were 3. We will get into that. Number 8, one half of Above Average Joes, we have Aiden Adams. I didn't actually know that Aiden Adams wrestled for PPW because I am first time ever at a PPW show. So that was really cool to see him come out. I got really excited about that. At number 9, we had Travis the Heat Copeland. Now, I heard a lot about Travis Copeland before. I had never seen him wrestle before. I'm sorry that I had never seen him wrestle before. An incredible performance here in the Rumble from him, and I'll talk to you about that. But yeah, wow, Travis Copeland, really, really good. At number 10, we had the Dark Prophet Dante come back out. And number 11, we had probably the most worn t-shirt in the entire audience. So I had taken a second. I hadn't mentioned this gentleman yet, but I'm excited to mention him now. Number 11, Dewey Robson. So I'd never seen Dewey Robson wrestle before. I knew about Dewey Robson in Lethbridge. I knew he was really big. He's a huge face in Lethbridge, but I didn't know much about Dewey Robson. As soon as I got to the venue, I saw about, like, I don't know, 15 Dewey Robson shirts on about the first, like, 20 people. And I was like, okay, this guy's going to be big. This dude was super over. Everybody loves Dewey Robson. I'm excited to see more about this guy. His spots here in the Rumble were kind of small, but I want to see a lot more from Dewey Robson. So the next time I go down to a PPW show, I hope he's wrestling. He's got a really good look. He's very over. He's such a good face. So, man, Dewey Robson. That's a name you guys are going to have to keep an eye out for. At number 12, we had Kylie Morgan come in as the second female in this match, obviously who wrestled earlier in the night. At number 13, we had Jumpin' Josh, the Cruiserweight Champion, come back into the match. At number 14, we had the Bombshell Angelica come out, the third and final female of this Power Rumble. At number 15, okay, so this is another gentleman that I wanted to talk about through this entire thing. So we had a referee that people have been nicknaming Slow Count through this entire thing. When I first saw him, I thought he looked like a mixture of Zach Gibson from Grizzled Young Veterans out there in NXT UK and Brandon Cutler of AEW. He had like a look that like mixed the two. And in my notes here, I wrote this as the ref before I knew who he was. I wrote, so this is clearly Lethbridge's number one ref. I'm sorry, Lethbridge's number one. But his name is Curtis Barnum and he's a wrestler. So he came out in this. So I seen him earlier in the night. Wow, he's over. He does really good stuff. I love his look. Like I said, he kind of looks like Zach Gibson meets Brandon Cutler, and I think it looks really cool. Super excited to see this guy do some stuff moving forward. I always love when I get to see refs wrestle. Not to say that I've ever seen that around Alberta before, Houston Moore. Baby Teve, Ryan Stevens. I mean, I haven't seen it happen before. It happens a bunch, and I love it. Every single time. So we had Curtis Barnum, the ref, which is what I've nicknamed him, obviously, the referee, Curtis Barnum, Lethbridge's number one ref. At number 16, we had Vinny Valentine come out. Obviously, the manager, Vinny Valentine, wearing his pink, came out to the ring. He didn't last too long inside the Rumble, unfortunately, but it was great to see him. I always love to see him wear pink. That was really cool. Next up at number, what number are we on now? I've already lost track of myself. At number 17, we had Cyanide making his way back to the ring. Crowd giving him a really loud pop. I'm excited to see more out of Cyanide as well. There's a whole bunch of people here that I got to do a bunch of research on, and this is one of those guys. Again, I got to come down to more PPW shows. It's going to happen. At number 18, we had the Killer Bee come out. I don't know this gimmick, but I loved it. I don't know how much more it goes beyond the Killer Bee, but I love the theme song anyways. I'm pretty sure it was Flight of the Bumblebees. At number 19, we had Lumberjack Larry. Well, this is my first time ever getting to see a Lumberjack Larry match. And also, can't wait to see him wrestle again as well. Fantastic talent. I love his look. I love the beard. I love the plaid. Lumberjack Larry. He's one of those guys, the names especially up there in like the MPW area that I've been keeping an eye on. I haven't been up to an MPW show. They're like the last big promotion in Alberta that I haven't had a chance to get up to watch with live, them and Force Pro. So whenever there's going to be a nice like Edmonton dual thing going, I'm totally going up. But Lumberjack Larry is one of those names, especially up there, that I've been really excited to watch. So to see him come out down here made me really happy. Got to see him have a really good showing in the match. At number 20, and it's pretty funny, at this point, I knew who the last two entrants were going to be based on the fact that I knew the roster that was there, but I didn't know the order in which they would come out. At number 20, we had the Cheetah Bear, Jude Dawkins, come out. Oh, I love the hoot chants. Hoo! Sorry, I'm just going to keep doing that. And at number 21, the final entrant into the 21-man Power Rumble, we had the Stormbringer. And so let's talk a little bit about this. So I'm not going to do spot for spot. There's a lot of really cool spots in this match, but the final four that were left inside the ring, and this is kind of like the story of the match, we had the Stormbringer and Cowboy Bryn Watts, who came in at number 2. So Iron Man match of this for sure. Two of the bad seeds, obviously. There was the Big Sexy Beast, Bradley Graham, and Travis the Heat Copeland left inside of the ring. So the whole story of this is going to be that Cowboy Bryn Watts wants to get his chance at a title. Stormbringer is going to help him do it. So obviously they're together and they're going to eliminate everybody. And then at the very end, Stormbringer is going to walk out of the ring for Cowboy Bryn Watts. So the final four, we had Cowboy Bryn Watts and the Stormbringer working together, and they eliminated the Big Sexy Beast, Bradley Graham. So Big Sexy Beast is out. They go to toss Travis the Heat Copeland over the top rope, and he holds on. They think they've won. They put their hands up in the air. It's the last two. We've got the Stormbringer, and we've got the Cowboy, Bryn Watts, putting their hands up, like, we're going to win. And, like, they go up, and they, like, hug. And Stormbringer's like, I'm going to leave now. And so he goes, and he, like, gets over the top rope, and he stops. And they still think that Travis Copeland is out of the ring, but he's just, like, on the side of the ring over there. He's just not paying enough attention. He stops, and he looks back, and Cowboy Bryn Watts has got his arms raised in the air with his back turned to the Stormbringer. Gives him a second, looks at him, gets back in the ring, starts walking towards the Cowboy when the Cowboy turns around. And this is that spot where I was talking about how he's got a very stern face, but I think he could do comedy really well if he wanted to. He looks at the Stormbringer like, You were going to hit me! And it was like a moment of betrayal. And the Stormbringer's like, no, I was not going to hit you. I was coming up. I was going to congratulate you. I was about to leave. I just wanted to come say something. He was totally going to attack Bryn Watts. I don't know. I don't know shit. I don't know anything about anything. I don't know what he was going to do. He was going to attack Bryn Watts. He was totally going to attack Bryn Watts. When suddenly Travis Copeland kind of stands up on the side, gets into the ring. Stormbringer's like, yeah, and he charges after Travis Copeland. Travis Copeland ducks, grabs the ring, ropes down. Poof, Stormbringer over the top rope, flies out to the outside. And Cowboy Bryn Watts and Travis Copeland are left inside the ring. And they just start beating on each other over and over again. But we eventually had Travis Copeland throwing Cowboy Bryn Watts over the top rope, winning, the crowd going insane for Travis the Heat Copeland. So he's going to be challenging, I guess, Sydney Steele here on in the near future for a shot at the next match. I believe their next match is going to be at March 28th in Lethbridge at the German-Canadian Club as well. So if you're in the Lethbridge area, I would highly recommend going down to that show. There's so much good that's going to be happening here. There's already storylines where I'm intrigued to see where they're going to go. As a person who didn't even know about Pure Power Wrestling, I knew about them, but like I didn't know the promotion. Like I'd never been into one of their shows. I knew about the Bad Seeds. I knew about Cowboy Bryn Watts and the Stormbringer. Are they going to be breaking up? Did I get to see the last time they were like a really good unit? Was that the last time? I don't know. I don't know what's going to be happening, but now I'm left going, I got to make it to another PPW show. So the very next opportunity I get to go down to Lethbridge once again, I am very excited. I cannot wait to watch another show. I think the very next time I go down, I'm going to rent a hotel. I'm going to set up my microphones. I'm going to ask people if they want to do interviews. I want to get some names from the Lethbridge scene out to the rest of Alberta to the best of my ability. If I had to say this is the best $15 show, this is the best $15 I've ever spent. I'll just even say that I don't know anything else that I've spent that was $15 where I got such consistent and enjoyable entertainment. I got to go on a fun little road trip. I got to listen to some podcasts, listen to some music. 2 hours there, 2 hours back. I was home just before midnight. And worth every second, every penny. So if you're in the Lethbridge area or you're thinking about going down to a PPW show and you just haven't yet and you don't know if it's worth it, it's worth it. Go down 100%. Send me a message. We can road trip. Anyways, that does it for me here today. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to hit that like button and subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. It also helps out the show immensely if you gave us a 5-star rating and review, if that is what you want to. A couple of other cool little things here. WrestleSode.com is getting a facelift. I'm sure some of you have tried going to WrestleSode.com before and gone, oh, this site looks like garbage and doesn't work very well, and it also looks like garbage. Yeah, I did. I'm sorry about that. It's changing. It is changing. It looks a lot better already, even though nothing is really there. So you guys can go check out WrestleSode.com if you want. A lot of cool, exciting stuff is going to be happening there. So you're really going to want to check out WrestleSode.com. You can be kept up to date on everything. You can find me on all my social medias. On Twitter, I'm at WrestleSode, at Facebook.com/WrestleSode. But go check out WrestleSode.com. Check out the Wind Column Sports Network at windcolumnsports.ca. And you'll get to see some awesome stuff. My website will be at WrestleSode.com, used to like have really good places to find interviews that I've done with the different wrestlers, people like The Thickness, Reed Matthew, The Spaceman, Barry Grayson. I am Zoe Sager. I've done a bunch of different interviews, and I have a whole bunch more to come. So this is going to be a nice little hub for all of that to keep track of my different reviews around Alberta. If you want to find anything in specific, you can all find it at WrestleSode.com. Thank you again, everybody, and I hope you have yourself a good day. Oh,